Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm here to inform, entertain, and enlighten you, the listening audience. So let's all learn something tonight. I'm here every Monday, Thursday, and Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Every Monday, Thursday, and Saturday at 6:30 p.m. My guest tonight is Mr. Wayne Antoine. Mr. Wayne Antoine is the founder of Antoine Vision Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization. How are you doing,
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay tonight. I'm glad you could join us tonight.
Great.
My first question would be, first of all, what is the Antoine Vision Foundation?
Antoine Vision Foundation is a nonprofit organization, like you say, 501c3, and we specialize in disability advocacy. Or we help people that are, we serve people that are disabled, whether they're blind, mentally disabled, or physically disabled. And we also furnish housing for that same population, because that same population is oftentimes is homeless. So we provide special needs housing for them as well.
Okay. Why did you start the Antoine Vision Foundation? What motivated you to start it?
Well, about, I would say, close to 18, 19 years ago, I had a friend that was going through a stressful divorce situation where he was separated from his children, and of course, he loved his wife and his children, but they were going through a divorce, and he was having a difficult time seeing his kids, and we talked about it, you know, for probably a couple of weeks, and then he mentioned that he'd rather be dead. He kept saying that, and of course I just was like a regular friend and told him everything would be okay, and that you know, everything would just be fine. But he killed himself, and he had told me several times that he would rather be dead, and he was thinking about killing himself. And I just didn't do anything about it other than I listened to him and consoled him. And that was something that I never forgot. So the thing is I was always a banker, had a lot of real estate property. And at that point, I started reading and trying to digest why a person would kill themselves and what about life that would make you take your own life. So anyway, at that time, I started volunteering, my staff started volunteering, helping people that were disabled. And we started renting. So our property, we started, a large part of my was devoted to helping people that were disabled. And then, of course, that was years ago. And then as time went on, my oldest son, what happened with him was, he finished college in high school, and he was an honors graduate high school, honors graduate college, and then he was an honors graduate in grad school. You know, he got a master's degree, he was an honors graduate. But when he finished, when he got to the workforce, he was away up north. We're down here in Atlanta, and he would not call, and we couldn't reach him. And when we did, he wouldn't talk to us. And, of course, this went on for about 8 or 9 months, and then I took off and went up to New Jersey to check on him. And that's when, you know, I saw that he wasn't fit to continue to live far away from family. So when we got him back to Atlanta, we had him diagnosed, and he was paranoid schizophrenic. That was it at that point. You know, I really tried to understand what was going on there, because, you know, that's my son. I had raised him. And so at that point, I retired a little while later. And then, you know, I applied for 501c3 status to help people with this problem.
So you are a nonprofit?
Yes.
Are you a nonprofit?
Yes, that's what we are. We're 501c3 tax exempt nonprofit.
Okay. You were talking about your son and a friend that killed themselves. That must have weighed heavily on your heart. You must have had to do a lot of praying. I'd like to know, what is the current percentage of homeless people that are mentally ill? Do you know the percentage? Do you have any idea?
Yes. Here in Atlanta, and this is sort of a mirror across the United States, we hear different numbers, but the low end is 31% of the homeless are mentally ill, and on the high end is 41%. So anywhere between 31% of homeless on any given day is suffering from some type of mental illness.
So do you believe that some of the reason for the homeless is that some of the population is mentally ill?
Oh, yes, of course. We see, not only do we believe that, we believe that strongly. What we've seen over and over is some of the people that we may be out in the field and we make sure they have coats and blankets and stuff because some are so sick until they don't even know they're homeless. They don't even know they're outside. So the best that we can do, we can't get them to a doctor, some of them. They're just that sick. And so we try to make sure that they don't freeze to death and, you know, in the winter months. And we try to make sure that they don't die from hunger because some of them don't know that they're hungry. So we see in some cases these people are arrested. They're arrested for petty crimes, you know, small misdemeanors, maybe urinating outside, you know, and they don't know what they're doing. And sometimes they are arrested, and we see cases often where they're in jail for 2.5, 3, 4 years over a misdemeanor. And the reason they're in jail that long is because when they go to court and the judge asks them if they're guilty or not guilty, sometimes they can't say whether they're guilty or not guilty. So what happens is the judge asks the officers to take them back to the court cell. Take them back to the cell. And sometimes Sometimes it happens over and over because sometimes a lot of the people that the police officers have arrested, they're so sick until they needed to be in treatment, and they end up in jail. And of course, they can't get out because they can't say guilty or not guilty, stuff like that.
Okay.
So yes, it's percent of the homeless are mentally ill. Yes.
What is needed to help the mentally ill more and the physically disabled? What is needed to help them? What more do you feel is needed?
Well, of course, there need to be more money set aside for this population, but that won't happen until there's more awareness that this is actually a problem. So the thing is that from a political standpoint, legislators need to help with advocates fight to try to get funding set aside so we can have more housing, so we can have and then I don't want to say this in the wrong way, but some people actually need to be force placed into treatment, but then you have a whole large segment of the population that would get treatment if they could. So a lot of these people do not have they don't have a place to stay. They don't have IDs. They can't tell you what city they're from. They can't tell you anything. So there need to be money set aside, you know, for a larger number of people to go out into the community to help and bring people to treatment, because there's a real shortage of funds to, you know, I know our organization. I'm sorry to interrupt,
but what do you think about the assisted living facilities? That's what they're called in Florida.
Well, right, and they're called group homes here in Atlanta.
Yes.
Those are beneficial in a large way if the company or the organization that run those facilities mean well by the people that they're helping. And what I mean by that is those organizations were legislated, started in 1973 or somewhere in there, where those were advocates that argued that people that were mentally ill were locked away in the same asylums, and they were just drugged up like robots. So those organizations came from real concern, out of legislation from real concern. But the problem is those organizations are not funded properly to where there's not enough investigators investigating the organizations that own those type of facilities. So what we see, not just here in Atlanta, but across the country, is that there's a large percentage of those organizations where the companies that run those type of assisted living facilities, they just collected money. So there's not a lot of times, a lot of these people are missing doctor appointments. They go for weeks and months without being able to even go to a park and walk. They're not administering their medicine properly because in a lot of cases they don't have, they're collecting money. They don't have the proper staff. They're getting large grants where they're supposed to have doctors, they're supposed to have nurses, they're supposed to have care people on staff. And so the federal government don't, and the state level don't have enough investigators in a large way checking the status of these organizations. And as a result, from a home loan standpoint, because these organizations are set up all in neighborhoods in a lot of cases, and a lot of times the investigators don't even find out about these organizations and that they're not helping these people that are homeless or mentally ill or whatever until neighbors complain that these people are walking the street and, you know, there's burglaries in the neighborhood and stuff like that. So to make a long story short, a lot of times the people are not getting help from those type of services.
They're not getting the help they need. President Barack Obama passed a law, I believe. Correct me if I am wrong, please, Antoine, Mr. Wayne. But he passed a law that said that something to do with James Byrd, the dragging death of James Byrd in Texas, was a mentally handicapped man.
Right.
Is that helping to handicap any? Is that helping stop abuse and things like that and even death? Has that law or bill helped? Soon to tell.
Well, that law hasn't helped much because, first of all, a lot of people don't know about the legislation that surrounded that. And also the legislation that surrounded that had part of it was aimed at disability. The other part was aimed at civil rights. So that the law, and I don't know all about, that law, but I know enough about it to where Mr. Byrd was disabled, but it was also his federal civil rights was violated. So, the benefits of the legislation for him would not benefit people that are disabled or mentally ill to a large degree, because a lot of people have it mixed up with, if you ask the average person, they know he was drugged behind a truck and they would attach it to white racism, and that's fine, I guess, but there was more to it than that. You know, he was also disabled. But a lot of people don't realize that he was disabled. So it doesn't benefit the cause of trying to help people that are disabled. No, it doesn't.
Okay. All right. Well, I wanted to ask about that. What does your foundation itself do? I mean, you said in the beginning that you provide housing and blankets and things. But what do you do as an advocate?
Let me tell you. Yes, let me tell you the main thing we do. Of course, we help people with housing and shelter and stuff like that, and food and clothes. But one of the main things we do is that we get referrals in from churches and advocates that work, they're more or less on the street, and they got their hands on the pulse of actually what's happening. So what we do is we will help a person get the IDs that they need, like Social Security cards, state IDs, that will help them apply for disability, because you can't apply for disability just because you're disabled if you don't have a proper ID. So we help them with that. So we help them get, a lot of times the people that we help don't have a Social Security card and they don't have an ID. So we got to help them with that. And then we will make sure that we pay for them to go see the proper type of doctor. And we're not doctors, but we have very, very good collaborations with psychiatrists and different types of doctors. And we focus on helping people that are mentally ill. So we get them looked at and totally evaluated by the proper type of doctor. And then we get a written referral from the doctor, because we have to have a written referral from the proper doctor to even refer them to housing. Otherwise, because the housing is free, it's training from cooking to budgeting to how to raise children and all of this stuff. There's a lot of problems happen to people that end up homeless that are sick. But they can't get into the housing without a referral from the doctor, and they can't see a doctor without us paying for that. So because hardly any of our clients have insurance. So typically the first appointment is $150 to $200 cash payment, and then the rest of their appointments is $50 to $60. And we try to, the first appointment, we try to make sure we get them in, have them scheduled to see a doctor early in the morning so we can get all their paperwork done. Then by the afternoon, we have them actually placed into housing, for special needs housing.
Okay. All right. How does your foundation help to eradicate ignorance where the disabled are concerned? I know you have you're doing a lot, and this may seem like a silly question
It's not a silly question at all. It's really not.
How do you eradicate ignorance? Where the disabled, how do I and others help educate, and how does your foundation do it also to eradicate?
Well, first of all, that is far from a silly question. It's not silly at all. It's a very good question. What we try to do is our board members, and we use social media from Facebook to, you know, we got the Facebook causes, Antoine Vision Foundation causes. We use LinkedIn. And then we also work with high school students and college students, and we give them volunteer hours to spread awareness, and we track their hours and so forth as to what they're giving toward trying to spread the message about people that are disabled and the impact that homelessness have on people that are disabled. So we do as much as we can. It's not a silly question, but we do feel like every day we feel like, boy, I tell you, we're going to make a difference, and we're going to make sure we tell as many people this year, this month. But I have to tell you, ignorance is at an all-time high when it comes to people that are...
Okay.
It's unbelievable. I tell you, we see people that have mental disabilities right in their own family, and they are not aware of how important it is to spread awareness for these issues, because the average person cannot connect that just because, you know, you may be disabled or you may be mentally ill or you may be taking care of your child or your husband or your wife that's mentally ill and she or he got a place to stay, don't mean that the average person that's mentally disabled have a place to stay. So the average person cannot connect the serious need for awareness. So we feel like we just we're making a difference. Don't get me wrong, because there's a lot of people that found out and they're aware because of the work that we've done. But we are so far from you know, feeling like we need to stop. Okay, we done made a lot of people aware. So as many people as we can, we tell them about Antoine Vision Foundation. We deal with mental disabilities, physical disabilities, and homelessness that a lot of times come from the fact that people are disabled mentally and physically. And we give everybody our website. It's Antoine@BailSalve. I'm sorry, that's the email address. But the website is antoine.org, A-N-T-W-I-N-E.
Okay. You'll get a chance to give your address again, but go ahead and give it.
Well, thank you so much. Well, we tell everybody, yeah, we tell everybody to go to antoine.org, A-N-T-W-I-N-E.org, to find out what we do and to, you know, we get tons, you know, we just no different from everybody else. We get tons of offers to business cards or people telling you to look at their website. But this is so serious. We tell everybody, and we tell everybody to look at our programs. And we pretty much have two. One of them is a disability advocate program that gets people to counseling, get them to a doctor, get them reviewed, get them looked at, and then we get a referral from the doctor that get them to special needs housing. So we really have two programs, you know, that help people, that can help people get out of homelessness, and we can help them actually get treatment for a disability or mental or physical disability that we feel like in a lot of cases, if it wasn't for us and organizations like us, people would be, they pretty much, their life would be hopeless in a lot of cases. And we just have a lot of success cases.
Do you believe that there are more mentally disabled people than statistics suggest? And also, does the stigma associated with being mentally disabled deter people from getting help?
Yes, it does, because a lot of people that are mentally disabled, they're of the mindset. A lot of them have when you get deep and you know the therapist and start getting stuff out of them, getting them to talk, you start finding out that they won't tell people a lot of times. So they walk around in society. Some of them work jobs, make mistakes on their jobs. A lot of times they get terminated from jobs, but they won't tell anybody that they have a disability because, first of all, people are very judgmental. They're quick to say that you're a nut, you're crazy. So that keeps that handicapped our ability to make people aware, because the thing is, a lot of people that are mentally ill, they won't open up and talk to anybody because they've been ridiculed by family members. They've been ridiculed by church. They've been ridiculed by school and just neighbors. And, you know, they've been ridiculed so much until they won't talk to anybody. So, yes, indeed, the statistics of people and percentage of people that are mentally disabled is much higher than what we know and what we hear about and what we read about, because a lot of people don't go on record and tell you what they're experiencing. A lot of people have experienced a lot of things, but they're scared to tell people. They may lose their job if they tell you. In fact, they may lose their husband. They may lose their child if they tell somebody that, you know, that they're mentally ill. They could lose custody of their child. They could lose, their wife may leave them, their husband might leave them, and their family may laugh at them. So a lot of people don't talk about it, to make a long story short.
All right. What is the percentage of disabled youth that you have helped? Do you think there's a, like, if you look at different things that go on in the school systems, do you think that there are more mentally ill youth than what the statistics show, or is it about right?
No, it's far more disabled, mentally disabled youth than what the statistics tell us. And let me just give you an example, if I will. Some of the major crimes, not just in school, but in communities, where people are, we may hear constantly, not just in Florida or Georgia or Ohio or wherever, we may hear about a vicious crime where home break-ins, and maybe a 16-year-old that, and people say, well, that kid's crazy. Well, in most cases, when you look at a vicious crime, whether it's a kid or an adult, that is a psychiatric disability. Now, I'm not saying, now don't get me wrong, the average person that's mentally disabled will never commit a violent crime. They will never knowingly commit a violent crime. But there's tons of people that commit violent crimes that 100% committed to crime because they were psychiatrically disabled and they didn't know any better. So the person needed therapy, they needed treatment, and nobody around them knew they needed. So we see vicious crimes committed all over the United States. And to a case in point is the Congress lady that got shot, Gabrielle Giffords, that got shot out in Arizona, the guy that shot her and killed the six people. That kid is mentally, 100% mentally disabled. And when they arrested him, because they're interested in trying him for those crimes and giving him the death sentence, they tried to have him get himself, you know, they went all last summer of 2011 where they didn't medicate him. And while he was not being medicated, he walked around in circles in his cell for 14 hours a day. and during the rest of the day he would eat his own feces. All of this was going on.
Oh my goodness.
Yes,
oh my goodness. I did not know
all this. All of this was happening while he was, and then the jail officials, against the orders of the court, started medicating him, and within 2 months of them medicating him, and he realized that he had shot the Congress lady, he had killed 6 other people. So that is an example of a person who did vicious, vicious, vicious things that was mentally ill. The psychiatrist at Fort Hood.
Yes, but isn't there a stigma attached to the mentally ill as being violent, a stigma that's attached there? Because sometimes the mentally ill are abused themselves by other people, such as in the James Byrd case.
Well, in most, let me tell you this, in almost every case, people that are mentally ill are abused by other people. But in the cases, so yes, there is a stigma and there is a belief that people that are mentally ill are crazy and they're violent. Very, very few percent of people that are mentally ill will ever be violent. Very few percent. Now, there's a possibility that anyone who, the part of their body that's ill, the part of their body that's sick, is the brain. So with mental illness, that's the part of the body that is sick. So even when a person is mentally ill is violent, they didn't even know they were violent. So the need that they have is medical care and not to be locked up and locked away and keys thrown away. I hope I was clear on that, because there's a stigma.
If someone wanted to contact you and make a donation to you, how would they contact you?
They could contact us. Of course, my number is 404-660. That's our office number, 404-660-5217. But one of the best ways, we encourage people to go on our website to look at what we do. That's, again, www.antwine.org. www.antwine.org, and of course we have the Network for Good symbol there. That's our donor advised fund,
right.
that allow collection online for nonprofits, and so you can go right there on our website and do a donation. And
And
of course,
Mr. Antwine, I have to wrap up the interview. I thank you for coming on the show. I have enjoyed, I can't say I enjoyed, but I've been well informed, and I'm sure the listening audience has too. I invite you to come back to the show. And listening audience, this has been Mr. Wayne Antwine, the Antwine Vision Foundation. And I am a supporter of this foundation, and Mr. Antwine, thank you for coming on to the show. I look forward to having you back again.
Again, thank you so much for having us, too.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, listeners.
Hey.
We have on the line today Ms. Big T, Jazzy the Don, and we also have Young King, and King B. How are you gentlemen doing?
Yo, what's up? What's up? This is Jazzy the Don.
Jazzy the Don. How are you?
Yeah. I'm good. I'm
great.
How you doing, Ms. Butler? How you doing?
I am doing okay. It's good to have you on my show.
It's an honor, and it's great to be on your show.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
That's what's up.
All right. We're going to go to a couple of minute break. I'm going to play one of you gentlemen's songs.
Okay?
All right. Hey, now, you know I do my thing with that, you know what I'm saying, that girl and that boy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can call me Mojo. You know what I mean?
Swag brother. So it's on a two-way, turn four-way. White girl and that white boy, kill like a OJ, kill like a OJ, kill. Like a OJ, kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ. Soda on a two-way, turn to a four-way. White girl and that white boy, kiss like a OJ, 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 kiss like a OJ.
ride through your hood, and I'm about to make my four plays. I see your no ways, no speech, no hate. I don't hang out with you, planning on with your kind, no way. So, did them say, your crew say, I gotta scrap it, I pull it out, and put it in your mouth like toothpaste. Your so juicy, I'm last Tuesday. She pretty as hell like Rudy, she with the movies. That's all I spent, I tricked that cause I'm a pimp. I bought a pimp and broke it down a thousand. I hit the strip, them went so quick, another flip. Next thing you know, I'm filthy rich. So it's bought a two-way, turned to a four-way. White girl and that white boy, kill like a OJ. 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 So it's bought a two-way, turned to a four-way. White girl and that white boy, kill like a OJ. 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 So it's bought a two-way, turned to a four-way. In front of apartment 4A, I'm a raise in the doorway.
Okay, I believe that was who's I believe that was Jazz Zeta Don. Am I correct?
That was one of two of my new singles. It's called OJ. The other was called on the phone, but that was OJ right there. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Like
all right. Okay. But that was OJ. All right, Jazz Zeta Don. Okay,
yeah.
I won't. All right, Theotis, you're on the Big T, you're on the line? Jazz
Zeta
Don is on the line? Is Lil King on the line?
Young King, right here.
And is Big King on the line? Did I pronounce it right? Did I say the name right?
Young King.
King B.
King B. Okay,
King B.
All right. You have to excuse me. Excuse me, I got a lot of men on the phone, so, you know. Okay, okay, I'll start with Jazz Zeta Don. What made you decide to go into Jazz Zay? Okay.
Yeah.
What made you decide to go into hip hop or rap?
Well, you know, I always done music ever since I was a young, you know what I'm saying, young child or whatever, but you know, I was always freestyling or whatever, but you know, I in the year 2000, I signed my first production deal with Alley Street Productions, and they flew me up to Baltimore, Maryland, and you know, we just, you know, that was like my first little, you know, saying taste of, the music industry. So, you know, I it kind of started right there. So, you know, I've been doing it for a long time.
Do you write your own lyrics?
Of course. I write all my own lyrics. 100%.
Where does your inspiration come from to write?
Well, you know, it comes from, you know, saying my daily living, the things that I've seen in my life, you know what I'm saying, the politics in life, or just the current events. Everything inspires me, man. Anything that's intelligent and that has depth to it, it inspires me.
It inspires you. Okay, how about that? What are your are you enjoying your career? Do you enjoy live performances? Is that a good thing?
Man, that's a lovely thing. I mean, I enjoy my career. I love my career. Matter of fact, I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying it a lot more ever since I hooked up with Big T and Three Way Entertainment. You know what I mean? So, you know, I've been loving it, and I love to perform, man. I love to perform. I love to come to your city. It's whatever. If you want Jazz Zeta Don to come to your city, you already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Just contact Big T, Three Way Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming, and I guarantee you, I'm gonna give you a show that you'll never forget. And that's just how I go. I love to perform.
All right. Okay. That's wonderful, Jazz. Make sure I pronounce it right. Jazz Zeta Don.
Yeah,
all right.
Just do it like this. Jazz Zeta Don.
Jazz Zeta Don. Okay. Don't be discouraged by me.
No, it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good. No problem.
Okay. Where can the listeners find your CD and video? You have a video?
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I got like over 200 videos on YouTube. So, but you can go on YouTube and type in Jazz Zeta Don, JASETADON. You can type that in Google or any kind of search engine. But you can go to YouTube and type that in YouTube and check out all of our videos. And you can also go to mixconnect.com, MIXXCONNECT.com, and just type in Jazz Zeta Don. And I got like 12 mixtapes. I drop like 2 mixtapes a month. I'm trying to keep up with Weezy and Gucci, man. So I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to drop at least like 2 to 3 mixtapes a month. So you can go to mixconnect.com and just check out all my new mixtapes. I just dropped a new mixtape called Trouble 2. checking it out.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, okay. King B, you did, you have a mixtape, I believe, called Mr. November, The Takeover on Grind Time Music Group. Am I correct? King B?
I don't think King be able to make it.
Oh, okay. All right, then. All right, well, I understand. All right. Will each person on the phone introduce themselves so I know exactly? I know I have Jay-Z over here. Jay-Z the Don on here. I know I have Theo, Young King.
Who
else is on here?
Yeah, Young King on there. We got Big T on here, too.
And Lil Pink on here, too.
And Lil Pink on here, too, my bad. We got Lil Pink, too.
Hey, how you doing?
We got the whole fam in the building.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Lil Pink was on here. Okay, how you doing?
I'm good. How about
yourself? I'm doing okay. Young King.
Yeah.
Do you do backup lyrics for your song?
Some songs I do, you know. Sometimes I just go over, you know, when I'm doing my singing. So, yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Where would the listeners be able to find your CD? I mean, because your song, Young King, your song All Night is reminiscent to me of Prince's Purple Rain to me. I mean, with the piano and all, it sounds
like
Purple Rain.
I swear
Purple
I just
Rain.
Said
that. Yeah. Yeah. Man, it's a lot of places, man. You can go CD Baby, you know, it's just a lot of places. You could just Google it, you know what I'm saying? Young King, All Night, you could just Google it and then everything will pop up. YouTube, everything.
Oh, okay. All right then. Big T.
What's happening?
What's happening? You have a new CD coming out. What's the name of it?
Well, pretty much it's not really a new CD. It's just a revamp that I'm actually releasing my album. So it's called Big T and the International Baller, Freak for a Week.
Okay. All right. It's nice to have everybody from Three Way Entertainment on. You kind of threw a surprise in there with me. Is somebody on here that I didn't start expecting? King B. All right.
Yeah, King
B
had to back out for a second. He had some late night stuff he had to do. So, you know, I had to get a quick replacement. I brought the president in.
You brought the president in.
Yeah,
who's
right.
the president?
Right.
Who's the president?
Lil B.
Hey, Lil B, how you doing? Tell me something. Where can people go to find your CD?
Well, actually, I'm in the studio right now putting my new CD together. I don't have a title for it yet, but I do have a couple of singles that are going to be available on iTunes, Amazon, CD Babies. Basically, you could just Google it, like Young King said. I got the single,
all right.
Don't Go.
All right, okay, Young King. All right, okay, gentlemen, we're going to go to break. We're going to play somebody else's song. We're going to play the next one. Listeners, please tune in. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Hey, now, you know I do my thing with that, you know what I'm saying, that girl and that boy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can call me Mojo.
Swag brother, swag brother, swag brother.
Slow it on a two way, turn four way. White girl and that white boy, kill like a OJ, kill like a OJ, kill like a OJ, kill like a OJ, kill like a OJ. Slow it on a two way, turn to a four way. White girl and that white boy, kill like a OJ, kill like a OJ, kill like a OJ, kill. Like a OJ, get like a OJ, get no play. I'm riding through your hood and I'm about to make my four plays. I see your no ways, no speech, no hate. I don't hang out with you, man, and I don't with your cat.
dying no way. So did them say, your crew say, I gotta scrap it, I pull it out and put it in your mouth like toothpaste. Yo, so juicy, I'm last Tuesday. She pretty as hell like Rudy. She with the movies, that's all I spent. I tricked that cause I'm a pimp. I bought a pimp and broke it down a thousand. I hit the strip, them went so quick, another flip. Next thing you know, I'm filthy rich. So it's on a two-way, turn to a four-way. White girl and that white boy, kill like a 4J. 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 So it's on a two-way, turn to a four-way. White girl and that white boy, kill like a 4J. Kill like a 4J. Kill like a 4J.
Okay, Big T.
What's happening?
What's happening? Where can the ladies go find your CD?
The ladies pretty much can go Google Big T and the International Ballers. You can Bing, you can Google, you can Yahoo. It's however you want to do that. You still can find it. You can also find Big T, Here I Come, Big T, in the International Ballers Freak for a week. You can also check out all the mobile ringtone providers, Nine Square, Thumbplay, et cetera. That's with, you know, any through entertainment artist, you know, Young King, Lil Bink, Jazzy the Dunn. You can find them everywhere. Just, you know, if you want it, you can get it.
Okay. All right. What's happening with your college education, Big T? May I ask, is that a personal question?
It ain't really a personal question. It's going all right. It is what it is. You know, education is good for those who are trying to get, you know, extra in on it, you know. So it's going all right.
Big T, I'm going to ask you something. This is to help everybody. How do you feel about the youth dropping out of school and about college, about older people going back to college and about school, period? How do you feel about it? How do you feel about it?
Well, hey, you know, I get to say this about, you know, dropping out of school, I had a reason, you know, and some people have a reason, but going back, getting the education, that's what you need to do because, you know, you're going to need that education to go a little further.
And you'll be graduating soon, knowing you, because you're smart, okay? Lil B, you're the president of Three Way Entertainment, yeah. Am I correct?
Yes.
You're the president, and you also have a CD. You said you have another one coming out. Am I correct?
I'm currently in the studio working on a new album.
Okay, you're currently in the studio working on a new album. Are you casting for a video too? Not right at the moment. Do you get a lot of requests for the women asking to be the leading lady in your video? Your video?
Sometimes.
You should have asked Young King that, man.
Young King
that.
Oh, yeah, Young King got it now.
Okay. Lil King, do you get a lot of requests for women asking to be the leading lady in your videos?
Oh, man. Yes, I do. It's just a humble experience, you know. You gotta pick the good out of the bunches, you know. Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. All right. Is there a lot of disappointment when you don't pick them? When you don't pick a certain lady?
You know, I always say that.
Get
upset. Next video. Yeah, next video they'll probably, you know what I'm saying, come in handy, you know.
Okay, most of them come in handy. All right, then. All right. I'm going to ask each of you a question, and I'll start with Jazzy the Dawn.
Jazzy the Dawn, you got it right on the first
Jazzy
try.
Jazzy the Dawn. And you're going to hate me for getting your name mixed up.
No,
you really
I love you for putting us on your radio show, Ms. Butler. I never.
Oh, okay. Jazzy the Dawn.
Jazzy
the Dawn.
Got
it right?
Exactly. Jazzy
the Dawn.
That's right.
Okay. All right. What do you think about the youth? About the youth of today. What do you think about them? You're not very old yourself, but
Actually, I'm 29 myself. But when I think about the youth, man, the youth, well, you know, some of them are lost, man. But you know, it's our duty to do as much as we can to teach the youth. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, we have to take responsibility, some responsibility. I ain't going to say we got to take full responsibility because, like, you know, at a certain age, you already know what's right from wrong anyway. So, like, you know, we need to stop trying to, you know what I'm saying, give the kids, you know what I'm saying, a little leeway because, you know what I'm saying, it's all our problem too. So, you know what I'm saying, we need to work as a community,
yeah,
as a whole.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying, to teach the youth, man. And, you know, as us doing music, you know, we do music for, that's our profession. But, you know, just like if you go to work, to work a job 9 to 5, that's your profession. So people's not gonna judge you on your job. So you know, when I get a chance to see the kids or whatever, I always tell them to stay in school and do what's right. You know what I'm saying? Obey your parents. You know, just the main things in life, because that'll take you a long way. You know, that'll take you through school and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Once you have those morals in your life, so that's basically how it is.
Okay.
All
right. Okay, Young King, what do you have to say? I know you're not very old yourself, but what do you think about the young people of today? What advice can you give them to help them better themselves?
The advice I can give them is, you know, try to excel in everything you do. If you know, some kids drop out, you know, if you drop out, you know, try to get you a job, be the best thing you can be, you know. Stay away from the streets and the drugs. Do what you like to do. If it's music, go on and pursue that.
Stay away from the streets and drugs. Yes, that seems to be really hurting a lot of people. Drug use is. Because the laws are getting tougher and it seems like they're building more prisons to hold people. So I personally don't agree with the punishment system. I think there should be more rehab where drugs are concerned, but that's my personal opinion.
Big business though. But the prison system is ran by corporations now. So like, you know what I mean, where they say it's the state running, the state's not really running it. You know what I mean? It's a corporation. So you know what I mean? They don't want the prisoner to get out of jail because it's free labor. So like why would they sign something to make you go to rehab where you ain't got to work for free? You know what I'm saying? That it's big business now. You know what I mean? It's not even about
who's
crime
talk?
And punishment no more.
It's Jose.
This
Jose
is done right now.
Okay.
It ain't even about crime and punishment no more. For real.
Right. Young King, you have a nice soulful voice.
Thank you.
Do you still write your own lyrics? Do you have a new CD coming out?
Yes, we are studio.
Yeah. It's your boy.
I'm sorry about that. That was my mistake. Well, go ahead and talk.
Yes, I write my own lyrics. Yeah, we're up in the studio now, trying to critique and perfect the album. Writing everything from the heart, that's how you make a hit album, you know. I'm trying to, like Mike said, I'm trying to be in the world records too for most albums, so, you know, get me a couple Grammys.
That's right.
Get you a couple Grammys. Now, that's another thing. When the Grammys that are coming up, they may have already been shown. I don't watch a lot of TV, but the Grammys. Is 3-Way Entertainment, anybody from 3-Way Entertainment been nominated for any type of awards? Not just the Grammys, but any type of awards? The CEO, let the CEO speak. Big
okay. Well, we were actually waiting on Young King award to come back. He hold down the record pool position at number 5 for, I think, 6 consecutive weeks at number 5. So that is the actual song that goes out to the radio station due to the fact that it had high play in the clubs throughout the U.S. and Canada. So we'll go with that.
All right. Okay. What's the name of his song? What's the name of your song, Young King?
It's All Night.
All Night. I like that one. I like that one. I like that one. I was trying to get it played. I just do. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Big T.
Yeah.
You also, you didn't ask me to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You have a marketing company?
Yeah, I'm saying we, Freeway Entertainment markets the music and video that we distribute through 100 countries and 600 retail stores and also about 350,000 websites.
Oh, okay, 350,000 websites. That's a lot of websites. And how many countries?
It's 100 countries.
100 countries. Okay, so listeners, you know who to get in touch with when you want marketing done. Okay, Lil Dink, as the president of Three-Way Entertainment, what are some of your goals? Well, I know Big T is the CEO, but what are some of your goals? What do you see Three-Way Entertainment 5 years? I may should ask the CEO and founder, but I'm going to ask you.
What do I see and when? 5 years from now?
Three-Way Entertainment 5 years from now. I know I should probably ask Big T, I said, but he's the founder. But
I can see us pretty much on top in expanding and recruiting new artists. My daughter is in the studio too right now, so I'm working on some stuff with her.
Oh, okay. Are you allowed to give her name out?
Yes. Her stage name is Baby Girl.
Baby Girl. Okay.
Yes.
All right, Baby Girl. I'll be looking for her. I'll be looking for her music and her CD. Okay. All right.
Well, pretty much, I see us being the next. Right now, who's kind of running everything right now in the industry to me is like Young Money. So I see us being the next Young Money.
Young Money, right? Okay. I've heard of Young Money. I've heard his songs and things. Okay. Big T.
Then.
You said Young King is getting an award. You didn't say what type of an award.
Well, this is actually an award from Three Way Entertainment and Starfleet Music Pool for having, you know, being consecutive, you know, 6 weeks consecutive on the charts at number 5.
Okay. When do you look forward to one day getting a Grammy? Any of your people look forward to getting a Grammy?
Yeah, I do look forward to being nominated.
Kid.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Believe me, I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Have you got any awards in the past?
Not really, but I done collected a lot of BMI checks.
Okay. Yeah. All right. The royalty checks. Okay. All right. Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
No, everybody can't say that. Okay. All right. Okay. Jazzy. Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
We're going to be hearing a lot from you, aren't we, the listening audience? We're going to be seeing you a lot,
hearing a lot more
about you.
I look forward to you
on airways in the area that I'm at, that I live in.
Yeah.
I live in Northwest Florida.
Northwest Florida. Well, I got a lot of fans in Northwest Florida. What is that? Is that Jacksonville or Tallahassee?
That's Tallahassee area.
That's Tallahassee. Yeah, I got a lot of fans in Tallahassee, man. I do. Have you ever heard of Military Minds Entertainment?
Who?
Military Minds Entertainment.
Say that again.
Military Minds.
I believe I have. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm connected to a lot of places. But yeah, you're gonna be hearing a lot from me, man. I hooked up with Three Way Entertainment, man. They've been showing me nothing but love ever since I signed a distribution deal with them. You know what I mean? They treat me just like family, took me up under their wing, just like I was.
You were a good company.
Yeah, I know that, man. A lot of things have been happening to me since I hooked up with those guys, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, we brought together for a reason, and we just going to change the world, man. We're going to change the world. That's what's going to happen.
You guys, Big T, I'm talking to you, not you guys, but Big T.
What's happening?
when do I get a free CD? Of each one of them. I want a CD.
You know what? We'll do that.
You know
what? We'll get that together for you. We'll get that together for you.
Yeah, I like to have one. Listen to myself. I like that. Okay. Let's see. Well, it's winding down that time. Time is winding down, so I'm gonna say good night to you, gentlemen. And I enjoyed having you on the show. We have less than 4 minutes left. Is there anything you'd like to say, Big T?
Well, I'm gonna find out. You know, want to say that, you know, this it's 2012. It's a new year. Everybody's trying to, you know, get everything in order, and you know, go support the independent companies. And you know, if you're an artist, get your own distribution and stop being a slave to the game. You know what I mean? It's game time, not slave time. So, you know, get your work in, get your distributing company, get it out there, and check out all the three-way entertainment artists.
Okay, yes, right. Check out all the three-way entertainment artists. And also listen to the show Talk with Angela Butler. Okay, thank you, gentlemen, all of you gentlemen, for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you, Ms. Butler, for having us on there.
Thank you, and I'm sorry about the mispronunciation of your name.
Let's do it one more time. Jazay the Don.
Jazay the Don. I like all the music. Jazay the Don. I like Young Kings All Night. I'm glad you get an award for it. That's one of my favorites there because it's slow. Okay, so we're going to go to some music, and then we're going to wrap up the show.
Yeah, it's your boy King B, man. Shout out to 3-Way Entertainment, Grind Time Music Group.
Okay.
What's happening, big, big?
What's happening?
My boy Haitian boy over there.
I don't know where you're at with them.
Money getting freestyle writing, you can call it good written. Your beat could be a victim, bitches, I fuck them. Haters just to get them done on the waistline. I'll both different. Niggas, I'm sick, but I didn't mean to ill them. Bitches all like cards, so you know I deal them. Just like a pickle, she sucked my lollipop, sickle dick. Dick like a magazine, bitch, get you an issue for one night only. Your boyfriend would miss you. Bitch, I'm the bomb, nuclear missile. KB take shots off the dread like a pistol. KB run the track like Bristol. And I'm something to remember. And these other.
Hey, man, you know I do my thing with that, you know what I'm saying? That girl and that boy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can call me Mojo. You know what I mean?
Swag brother, swag brother.
Far two ways, turn four ways. White girl and that white boy, kill like a OJ, kill like a OJ, kill like a OJ, kill like a OJ, kill like a OJ. Sold us far two ways, turn to a four way. White girl and that white boy, kill like a OJ, 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 kill like a OJ. Get no play. I'm riding through your hood and I'm about to make my four plays. I see your no way. No speech, no hate. I don't hang out with you. Mindin' on with your kind, no way. So, to them say, your crew say, I gotta scrap it. I pull it out and put it in your mouth like toothpaste. Yo, so juicy. I'm last Tuesday. She bring his hair like Rudy. She to the movies. That's all I spent. I tricked that. Cause I'm a pimp, I bought a pimp and broke it down 1,000.
Okay. Listening audience, this has been the best of the Angela Butler. My guests and I have informed, entertained, and hopefully enlightened you. I'll see you this coming Thursday at 6:30 p.m. I can be found at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Show Talk with Angela Butler. And I guess that'll be it. On Monday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, I look forward to.
Hey, man, you know I do my thing for that. You know.
Thank you guys for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Butler.
All right.
And you know I do my thing with that, you know what I'm saying, that girl and that boy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can call me Mojo. You know what I mean?
Swag brother, swag brother, swag brother.
So it's far two way, turn four way. White girl and that white boy, here like a OJ, here like a OJ, here like a OJ, here like a OJ, here like a OJ. So it's far two way, turn to a four way. White girl and that white boy, here like a OJ, here like a OJ, here like a OJ. Get no play. I'm riding through your hood and I'm about to make my four plays. I see your no ways, no speed, no hate. I don't hang out with you, hanging on with your kind, no way. So, in the say, your crew say, I gotta scrap it out, pull it out, and put it in your mouth like toothpaste. Yo, so juicy. I'm last Tuesday. She bring his hair like Rudy. She with the movies. That's all I spent. I tricked that. Cause I'm a pimp, I bought a pimp and broke it down a thousand. I hit the strip, them went so quick. Another flip, next thing you know, I'm filthy rich. So it's on a two way, turn to a four way. White girl and that white boy, here like a OJ, here like a OJ, here like a OJ, here like a OJ, here like a OJ. So it's on a two way, turn to a four way. White girl and that white boy, here.
Hey, now, you know I do my thing for that. Hey, now, you know I do my thing for that.
Yeah, it's your boy King B, man. Shout out to 3-Way Entertainment, Grindtime Music Group.
Okay.